Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So long, farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to producer Joey Gelman. We're firing you.
It was about time.
You know, I got to tell you, and I started off the beginning of the show, and folks, if you've listened to the show, and I was realizing this May, it's 5 years for me at the station, which is pretty cool. And I have had my share of producers, and when we do the overnight show, it's kind of a training ground. It really is. It's like your introduction to WGN Radio is doing, you know, the overnight show. And we started off with Kevin Richter, who's doing Bill and Wendy. Michael Heidemann's doing Patty Vasquez, meaning producer. Bennett is now doing the opening
show. Man, that just was so quick. If you hadn't paused, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just had to pause.
I did.
You.
Michael Heidemann's doing Patty, and that I did it again. And then Bennett has the opening bell and the Wintrust business lunch. And Joey, who's only been with us for 7 months, is going on to produce
short timer.
Dean Richards, Sunday Morning, which is where all my producers go, and then
he steals them all. That's not right.
He really doesn't steal them, but then also Joey does some Blackhawks hockey. Mm-hmm. He produces that as well at the station.
Yeah,
so
he's
very
up
happy
here in
for
the
you.
Sports department every so often on weekends.
Yeah, congratulations, Joe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And you've been great. I mean, honestly, you are so professional and diligent at what you do, and. There's nothing like when you're doing a weekly show and you're preparing, and I do a lot of preparation during the week. You're always accessible and you do just a fine job, and I really do appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and thank you both, Roger and Dave, for everything you've done and taught me over the overnights. And just I've learned a lot, and it's been a great experience learning from you guys and being able to really understand, like I said in the beginning, what it takes to produce here at WGN. And you know, I've always been a big sports guy, and so for me this has been a nice change of pace, because it's opened me up to a lot of other content that is entertaining and important to talk about. And I think it allows you to be a lot more well-rounded, whether it's booking guests or learning about different topics.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So I've appreciated that and taken a lot from it.
Well, you got and forgive me for the exact name, but the Bill Geist from Bill Geist Award. Bill Geist went to University of Illinois, so did his son Willie, who's on Sunday Today and the Today Show, and Bill is on CBS Sunday Morning. Is it a scholarship, or was it a broadcast award? Or?
Yeah, it was the end of the year Bill Geist Broadcast Writing Award at the end of my U of I time.
Yeah, which is wonderful, and that's what you did right before you got here. But mm-hmm. you were not only producing, but you're on air, too. You're an on-air guy.
Yeah, hosted a bunch of shows there, a lot of sports-related, as I mentioned. So it was talk shows, sports updates, producing sports, broadcasting, kind of the whole docket, if you will, trying to make myself a little well-rounded.
My favorite story that you just recently told me was when you were producing Ro Khan's show and filling in over the holidays, that the 7 p.m., I don't know if you heard this right here, but the download, Justin was off, and they forgot to schedule a host. And it was literally 7 o'clock throwing it to the news. Roe or whoever it was walked out.
Right.
And there was nobody walking in.
There was nobody there.
There was no crosstalk.
Oh, it was an adventure.
So Joey, and who was it? You and
Brian Altimer.
Altimer.
They did the show.
Sweet. But they did it. And who showed up?
Amy Guth and Mark Carmen came in.
Yeah, at some point. But
yeah, we had our 40-minute, almost power hour of entertainment.
That's awesome.
40 minutes, that's more than enough time to take over the station.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
It's that scenario
you
when they say...
You must have been in shock.
Oh, yeah. It was a thrill. It's like when they say, you know, be prepared just in case, because, you know, if everyone dies and doesn't show up, you're on, and that's literally what...
That'll train you for anything.
Happened. Yeah.
The thing is, you can't lock this door.
I know, I kind of wanted to.
That's right, you can't jam a chair underneath it.
Because when we had Steve and Johnny on, I think it was about a year ago, and they were promoting their book, we did a little shtick. A little shtick, as they say.
Yeah. I remember I was here that night.
Yeah, where
that's
they locked
right.
me out of the studio.
They locked you out?
Well, Steve and Johnny did overnights here. They're legends at the stations doing it for so many years.
I did New Year's with them. It was a blast.
Yeah. And, right. And so we literally started their theme in the middle of my show, and they acted like they locked me out of the studio.
Yeah, right. That was fun.
And then they just did like their own thing for like 15, 20 minutes, which was awesome because that's their thing. That's their thing. But really appreciate it, Joe, and I wish you the best of luck. And I know as everyone's paths do here, our paths will cross again on air and behind the scenes. And I know Kevin and Michael have both at different times come back and had to produce my show because we had to fill in. It'll be a bit of a pain in the ass. Yeah, you might be because we got nobody for next week yet. But we'll be working on it. But you'll be helping us behind the scenes for a little while. So I appreciate that.
I just want to ask one thing.
Yeah.
You know, Joey, when you get up there in the offices on the top floor in the penthouse with your cigars and your three-piece suits.
Are we still going to be in this building at that point?
Please, okay. Joey, remember the old small people who helped you at the beginning.
Specifically the old and small ones.
I'm shrinking.
It is you.
I'm a lot smaller than I was when I was in high school. Just try to remember us. Don't think that I'm part of the maintenance staff. And
you're not.
Pass me in the hallway and try to remember my name. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I absolutely will.
Thank you, sir.
He'll say, that was Roger Badish.
Right now.
Right now.